Well, Luke Sydenham-Dundon has been out and about in Penrith over the past couple of days. Luke, community kitchens are one partial solution for people struggling with the cost of living, but people here are also paying attention to the options coming out of Canberra. What have you been hearing all week?
Yeah, not just those voices from the Penrith Community Kitchen, but we've spoken to people all up and down the high street, you know, all walks of life, students, full-time workers, professionals, families, older people as well living in Penrith, people that have been here for decades and some that have only moved to the area in the last few months, Sally. The options that they're hearing, not just from the major parties, they're not the only ones suggesting, you know, how to fix problems like the cost of living here. We know that One Nation is targeting areas like this. One Nation convert Barnaby Joyce repeatedly said Western Sydney is in the party's sights. And after their success in Farrer, he actually was on Radio National Breakfast talking about Western Sydney.
Talking to people last night in the western suburbs of Sydney, they're quite at home with the idea of One Nation being a dominant force in Western Sydney.
So tomorrow, One Nation is actually relaunching in the Chifley branch. That is in Ed Husic's seat. It is the next electorate over. One Nation got 6% in their primary vote in the last election there. They are hoping for a much higher result next time. So with that in mind, here is what we've been hearing about the party this week on the streets of Penrith. What do you think about One Nation?
Yes, I'm all for her.
Not a fan.
I hate it, I hate it, I hate it.
What do you think about One Nation?
As in the music band?
The political party led by Pauline Hanson.
Oh, sorry, I don't know anything about politics.
We've got to stop immigration, there's enough now. We have to look after our own people.
It seems like she's trying to bring Australia back to the way it was, and that's the way I want to live in Australia. Because it's something everyone's talking about. Like, there's a lot of One Nation and a lot of political views going about just in general in Western Sydney at the moment.
I am Lebanese myself, but like the people that were born here or the people that are trying to get work or the people that are trying to get housing or the people that are actually struggling, man, it's so hard for them to get houses, you know, and you get so much people coming in and they are getting all the house and they're getting all the work, they're getting all the jobs. Man, I've seen so many people that can't even speak English, but they're driving around with a $40,000 to $50,000 car. Like, you know, and Pauline Hanson wants to stop that, you know, which I'm not against.
I think it's a change that Australia definitely needs.
You sound like you'd consider changing your vote to One Nation, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely, yep.
Why are you going towards them now?
As I said, just, yeah, the views in relation to just how, economical situation that we're facing at the moment.
What are they offering on the economics front that is working for you?
I think just, you know, not always sort of, you know, giving in terms of how Labor has been, and also just immigration sort of needs to stop because we just can't contain the amount of people that are coming in.
When you say it needs to stop completely?
Yeah, it does, yes. Yep. Yeah, at the moment it does until we get our backyard sorted out first.
What do you mean by that?
Just in general, cost of living and, you know, looking after our own people first before we have any more people come into the country.
I think she'll be good at it, but just worry about the islanders, you know. She might stop all the islanders from coming to Australia. That's one thing I heard.
She kind of really wants to bring back a true blue Aussie, but to be honest, it's like, what is a true blue Aussie?
Not a fan. I'm definitely a Labor supporter. I would say that Pauline Hanson has a lot to say, but doesn't have much to back it up. And I don't think any of her policies are really going to help the average Australian.
Some of the sounds from Penrith. Well, Luke, we heard there from an Australian with Lebanese heritage saying that he supported the messaging from Pauline Hanson on migration. How often have you heard that view this week?
Yeah, quite a bit, Sally. We've heard from a number of Western Sydney locals with migrant backgrounds supporting One Nation. A lot of them, though, didn't want to go on the record with their support for her push to reduce migration, far more than what the Coalition and what the Labor Party are saying. And it does raise this really interesting dynamic, especially in a place like Penrith. If you look at the latest census results from a few years ago, you know, the majority of people here were born in Australia, but if you look at their parents, less than half have two parents born here. There is a significant population with a migrant background, and Pauline Hanson's messaging on migration is being welcomed by some of them. I spoke with Neha Maddock. She consults with businesses on racism policies and strategies. She's part of the Indian Australian community and she grew up in southwest Sydney. She told me that it is understandable why some in the migrant community are resonating with the messages from One Nation.
I'm noticing a real divide between second generation migrants, people like myself who have grown up in this country, who have only ever known this country as our home, who tend to be quite worried and scared, angry by what Pauline has been saying. And in comparison, hearing, say, some, you know, a lot of my friends say that they talk to their parents and their parents are thinking about voting for One Nation. And I think that there are a few things tied up in that. I think that Pauline is saying things about Muslims that are broadly going unchallenged by the mainstream media. And so then she's tapping into some like latent resentment, tying that then to economic issues. And then there's that extra element that when you know that you're different, when you know that people are looking around, they're seeing immigrants and they're going, oh, we don't like that. We don't like them. There is this real feeling that you need to fit in, that you need to make yourself a small target, that you need to be someone who is not targeted. And so how do you do that? You then back in what the main, what it seems like the mainstream or what the people in power are saying. And so I think it's almost this like self-protective mechanism. But what I'm quite concerned by is when we do that, we end up normalizing this kind of rhetoric and we end up making things harder and worse for everyone in the long term.
It's Neha Maddock there. Luke, thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Sally.